going on?
Hey, how are you?
Could you hear that at all?
A little bit. Now you got the crying baby.
Yeah. You can hear the crying baby a lot better, can't you?
Yeah. Is that part of the show?
Yeah, that's the new part of the show there.
Oh.
Yep, you got it.
Wow.
Crying babies are us.
Crying babies. Welcome aboard, crying babies. Yeah.
I think we're going to have to look into that, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know where his mother's at. She's probably out at the gambling boat.
You need to keep the suckle.
She's probably at the gambling boat.
Of course, she could probably use that too,
but.
You think?
Me? Yeah, actually, I am going to have to. We'll have to start over again. Because she's not. I don't know where she's at. Can you all hold on?
Yeah.
It's my dime here. Hold on a second.
Yeah, just whenever you're ready.
You want to just talk to everybody or what?
No, you can go.
Oh, wait. I think I hear movement. All right, I think everything's under control.
Yeah, okay, well.
Oh, wait. No, not under control.
Oh.
Oh, wait. I don't know what's going on.
Is your house not very big, or what's the...
Well, I'm listening on the monitor, you know. I got a monitor thing here going on.
Okay.
I think everything's okay now.
All right.
So what's going on with you?
Just enjoying your family, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the house isn't very big. No, it's not.
No. Sorry to hear that.
Not a big house.
Sorry to hear that. Yeah.
Not in the big house.
Yeah.
It's not like a tidal house.
No, you're right, yeah. You're right.
You know, massive structures that the tidal empire has built and everything.
Yeah.
Very modest house.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know, speaking of stuff like that, speaking of built like a house,
right?
I have to tell you that I'm glad the Sex and the City is over so I can quit hearing people say how good looking those women are, because they're not.
I'm trying to think who's on that show.
I would say Sarah Jessica Parker is probably one of the ugliest women I have ever seen.
Yeah, I don't see that, man. What is up with that?
And Kim Cattrall isn't a, you know, close second there.
No, I definitely, you know, she'd definitely be before Jessica Parker.
Yeah, but this is, you know.
I'm just saying, right, you know.
They're not very good looking women. So I'm glad this show's coming to an end, because I'm tired of hearing that, you know.
I've not seen any of them.
How trendy they are and all that kind of crap.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do we really want to see it?
No, I don't.
No.
I just thought I'd mention it because I think tonight's the last show.
Oh, is it?
Because I wanted to watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is normally on at like 8:30.
Yeah.
And because this is the last Sex in the City, it got bumped up to later. And so it's like, now it kind of puts me all off, you know.
Oh. Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd mention that.
Yeah, it's still that out there.
Exactly. But other than that, I think that, again, my wife is trying to kill me, but that's kind of a theme that's going on around here.
Yeah.
Well, because she tells me that she takes the kids out, you know, because it's been kind of cold and nasty for a while. And
sure.
So they go out to the mall just to kind of get out.
Yeah.
And they happen to stop by the pet store. She's talking about bringing home a dog.
Oh, God.
So, just to set it up here, I got four cats.
I was going to say, you're like Cat Central, man. What the hell
right.
is the dog?
I don't know. You know,
guess, let me guess.
Was
I guess.
It? Sure.
Is it like a dachshund?
No, I don't remember. It's some kind of terrier, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't remember the particulars of it. But
I think it's a little ankle biter or something, right?
It's not a real big dog, no.
Yeah.
But the deal was then, you know, I got four cats, which I'm allergic to.
Yeah.
And I'm taking medication for that.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm already paying out the wazoo for the cats that I can't seem to get rid of, you know.
Right.
I don't want to dump them on the highway like other people.
Right.
So.
Right, like last week's show.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
But
then we got a hamster.
Yeah.
Which I didn't want either.
Are you allergic to that as well, or?
I think I'm allergic to it. I've never touched it or anything.
Right.
So.
You just get a snake or something.
Get a snake. I don't think I want a snake either.
Why do you need a dog?
We don't need a dog.
Just say no.
Well, I did. We don't have a dog.
All right.
I said, well, we don't need a dog. We're not getting a dog.
Yeah.
I think she's trying to kill me because I'm allergic to all this pet dander, and so she's going to bring more pet dander in here.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's a cat central, dander central.
Why don't you get her one of those gigapets or something?
Gigapet.
That can be...
Yeah, I don't think that's quite as cuddly.
I know, but it keeps you busy. I mean,
yeah. You know. Yeah, gigapet. I don't know, we got two kids. That doesn't seem to keep it too busy, so...
I don't know.
No, I think that if the gigapet were to shit on the carpet everywhere,
yeah.
that would be a little bit more everyone's liking.
Yeah.
They want pets that make messes.
So, was this a big fight, you think? Or?
No, not at all.
You're just like, forget it.
Well, I said, I don't think it's really a good idea to get a dog with four cats and, yeah. You know.
I'm always against a dog if you have to pay for it.
That's the other thing, yeah.
Like sex.
Like sex.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay for sex, and you know how to pay.
It's not right.
At least not directly.
Yeah.
Indirectly, you're okay with it.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Bill to your credit card discreetly. Then it's okay, but outright, you know, you have to pay.
It's a business expense.
I am against it. It's not right.
Okay.
That's just the way I feel.
Sounds good.
I'm very like that.
You're very like that. You are. You are very like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all that's going on here. I just, you know, wow. Got to put the kibosh on the dog and, you know.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and I still can't remember. I was going to do another impersonation, but I can't remember.
Is your wife refusing to watch the kids now? Is that why your son was crying and unattended? Or?
No, he usually just cries whenever I talk to you.
Oh.
He hasn't cried, you know.
Oh.
For a long time, and then talk to you, and that's...
Yeah, he's upset with that story I told a few weeks ago about hurting children.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
you're like a flying monkey,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah,
I upsetting the kids. Dun 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 dun. It's Miles the Flying Monkey! Hey, everybody! Oh, I'll tell you, another weird highway story since I had one a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was driving home tonight on the highway, and a hawk holding a dead rodent flew right in front of my windshield.
Is that some kind of Indian
Could be.
Something's going to happen?
Could be.
Are we not going to hear from you next week?
Could mean something. They didn't drip any blood on me or anything, but it wasn't twitching.
If there's any Native Americans listening, you could write into the show. And just
look like a black cat crossing your path or something?
Yeah, you could just write into the show and tell Bob what that means.
I would hope it would be good luck, really.
Oh, you think so?
I doubt it, but I would hope.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, other than all these animal things going on.
Yeah.
That's about it for me. I don't know.
You got bad mojo going.
Something's going.
Something's coming on.
I guess you.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you?
I was outed this week as a perv.
You were outed?
Yeah, as being a perv.
And what's the deal with that? I don't understand.
I went to, like, this kind of short-term computer refresher course thing.
Yeah?
You know, and there's probably, about 35 people in this class, I guess.
Okay. What were you being refreshed on?
It was just kind of computer basics, because you're always saying how
computer alert you are.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So I thought,
I better learn about computers before I die.
Yeah, I went to local college here and I did this. It's like 35 people in the class, you know.
Right.
And, like, out of the 35 people, like, 30 of them are women.
Do they divide you up the trench coats and the non-trench coats?
No.
You happen to be wearing a trench coat.
No. And for whatever reason, there's always this awkward, hey, introduce yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us a couple things about yourself, and then... And now here comes the key part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Is tell the class who you'd like to have a celebrity luncheon with.
Okay. That's one of those stupid icebreaker things, yeah.
Right.
I would like to eat lunch with Carmen Electra and do her on the table.
Well, you're getting there. Yeah, you're getting close.
Yeah.
Right. So now, once again, the women start this thing off, right?
I would like to eat lunch with Mahatma Gandhi.
No, not that. Well, it's getting to that, yes.
Indira Gandhi.
It's all like, Mel Gibson.
Oh, jeez.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
You know, so about five women speak up. It's going around the room, and it comes to me. I'm the first guy to speak, right?
Oh, boy. And then you said Tom Cruise as well.
No, No, I did not say Tom Cruise. I should have.
Yeah.
Because I went with a real response. I said, what about my girl, Charlize Theron?
Oh, jeez.
It gets deadly quiet in the room. Like you could hear a pin drop.
They don't know who she is.
Well, I don't know. Did they think I was a perv, or they did not know who it was?
I think they don't know who she is.
Because then they, like, just kept going around the room, and, like, the women, you know, are so all, you know, Tom Cruise, Mel Gibson, Mel Gibson. Oh,
what do the other guys say?
Well, now, this is where it gets weird. So I'm thinking, okay, guys, back me up a little bit, guys. So here it comes, the first guy. I'd like to eat with,
Bill Gates.
The new pitcher for the Cubs. The Cubs are going to fall away this year.
Oh, jeez.
I'm like, oh, this is such a safe answer, you know.
Right.
So the next guy, I think I'd eat with Jesus.
Oh, God. Okay.
I'm like, oh, you bastards. You lying bastards.
Yeah.
Oh, you lying bastards, right?
Yeah.
And so now even the women are starting to jump on the whole Jesus thing. Like,
oh, geez.
I think I'd eat with Jesus, too.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, first of all, people, Jesus is not a freaking celebrity.
Okay. Well, sure he is.
No, he's not.
He's a celebrity. I would say Jesus is a celebrity.
But then I start getting all weird because I'm like, well, okay, if you're eating lunch with Jesus, though, who picks up the bill?
Well, you wouldn't have to worry about the bill.
Yeah, well, I was thinking that, but then I go, but what if there was a bill? Would you feel obligated to pick it up, you know?
Oh, sure you would. You know, I mean, the guy's not going to have any money. He's wearing robes and shit.
Well, I know, but then I was getting all weird. But I'm like, I'm pissed at these guys because they, like, you know, totally sold me out.
Yeah, they didn't come up the bat for you there. They just took the
safe.
I'll do it with Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You know, if I wouldn't know it was going to be Deep Thinkers Hour, I would have picked, you know, Mother Teresa or something, or,
you know,
something that would make me look good. Instead, I'm a perv, and I say a real thing. You know, my dream girl.
I think even if you would have said Mother Teresa, people would have been turned off by that, so.
You think? They'd be like, ooh, that perv wants to be Mother Teresa. I should have picked... I mean, I thought, you know, once you pick a guy, you're going to look like a, you know what.
Well, maybe they thought you did pick a guy. Maybe they thought you said Charlie.
Yeah, that Charles, who was that?
Charlie, does he have a funny speech impediment?
Is that the guy that drew the Peanuts cartoon? Because I like Peanuts. No, but I'm like, did people not know who I was talking about, A, or B?
Should have said something like, I eat lunch with the teacher so I get an A in the class.
Yeah, I'd do anything for an A.
Yeah, there you
go. But no, I felt weird. I felt weird. I felt like double standard-ish.
Sure.
Like, these women, like, when they say their choice, it's like, you know, a funny, goofy,
right,
never going to happen thing. And I say mine, and I'm looking like some stalker, some... You know, who's the De Niro character from Taxi Driver there?
Travis Bickle.
Yeah, I look like Travis Bickle, you know, I was like, I don't know.
You're Travis Bickle.
What would you have said? You know, so,
I probably would have said Jesus, because it was a safe bet.
You lying bastard.
First of all, let me just say I'd never be in a class like that, so.
Okay, well, let's just say there was, like, a class for, like, really people that were in the know about computers.
Well, I don't know about being in a class like that either, but I certainly
would. Take 30 seconds, Bob, and introduce yourself, and at the end of it, can you just say who he's
like? Who would I like to eat lunch with?
And don't, I mean, sir, what would you have said? You're in my shoes now. You're sitting there. It's mostly women.
Probably Orson Welles, because I'm trying to lose weight, so.
Oh. I wish I would have said Jenna Jameson. About
that would have been better, yeah. I should have said something like that.
Yeah, like Linda Lovelace.
Linda.
I should have. I don't know. Why didn't I just go with some obvious porn choice? Because it's just.
Linda, let me order for you. How about a banana, a pickle,
Candy samples. I'd like to eat her. I mean, eat lunch with her. No.
I don't know. That would be a tough. I don't know who I answer with that one. I don't know.
No, just tick me off because all of a sudden everyone's jumping on the Jesus bandwagon.
I probably would not have thrown out Charlize Theron, I can tell you that much.
Yeah,
but,
well, if you ever get in a situation, don't freaking say that name because, I mean, it was like nails on a chalkboard.
Well, I didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem, yes.
Like they were all thrown when I said that? Like,
yes. If you said Julia Roberts, they would have known.
Well, no, that's what they were, like a couple of them said Julia Roberts.
Oh, the guys or the girls?
No, I think some girls did, actually.
Oh, I thought it was Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts. Well, there was, of course, a Princess Di. You know?
Oh. Before or after the accident?
I don't know. That would be awkward, though.
I would like to eat with Princess Di.
I'd like to dig her up.
Just right after the accident.
I'd like to dig her up from the grave and eat with her. I know, that's cute.
It's Warren Zevon, because he had a song about that.
I wish
side of a boy.
Yeah.
Warren Zevon?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what I would have said, but God, I wish I could change my answer now.
Well, now what are you going to, is it just the one-time class or what?
Yeah, it's over with now.
Oh, well, then what are you going to worry about?
Yeah, but no, still, I'm just saying, you know.
No, I don't.
I just want to go back and just informally take a poll and say, listen, A, did you think I was a perv? Or B, did you not know who I was talking about?
How could you not sound like a perv at this point? I mean, really.
I don't know. I didn't want to look like a perv, though, you know. And I feel like, you know. I feel like, you know. Would anyone like to see naked pictures of children? Would anybody at all?
I don't know how computers work, but I sure know how to get things off the internet.
Yeah, I got a lot of them. I'm a real Pete Townsend right here. No, I don't know. I wish it would have changed.
I think you should just stick with it and go with it, you know what I mean?
I should have said either some baseball player and lied.
No, you should have said what you said, and then winked at all the ladies, you know.
I want to eat with Pudge Martinez from the Marlins. Whoever the hell is.
I'd like to eat with that lady right down there. Maybe she'd like to.
I don't know.
Well, if nobody will have lunch with me who's here in line, I would like to.
I'd like to eat with Hannibal Lecter. I don't know.
I like to eat lunch with Hannibal Lecter and Jeffrey Dahmer and let him use me like a wishbone.
Pushing on my nuts.
See who gets the bigger half.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I wish I had known the God.
Well, did you learn anything?
A little bit. I'll never go back.